Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 227 of Heroes Unlimited. It's a big day. My little pug girl is out there on the curb waiting for the school bus. It's her first day. That's how I feel, because we're about to find out, or rather, I'm about to find out, what Borgen's four minor super abilities are. We have arrived at the random ability tables that give big lists of all the minor and major super abilities in the game, and you roll on them randomly to determine your powers. Here's how this is going to work. I want to keep you guys in some suspense about Borgen's power set. I want to talk about the powers that she's got as we arrive at them. Now, this isn't going to work if I spoil it for you by rolling for them all on this page and revealing them. You're just going to skip ahead in the book and read up on them, and it's not going to be fun when we get there. So, what we're going to do in maybe the worst idea I've ever had, and I have a daily podcast, we're going to do a sort of reaction podcast, okay? After we're done talking about the dumbest thing on this page, which we're going to get to shortly, I am going to roll percentile, and I'm going to secretly determine, live on mic, what Borgen's superpowers are. Then, as we arrive at the relevant pages in the book, as we proceed through this section, I will reveal them one by one, and you'll find out as we go what Borgen's powers are. So for now, all you're going to hear is my verbal reaction to her power set. If you like reaction videos, you're going to love reaction audio. But we'll get to that soon. For now, let's talk about the dumbest thing on this page, which, because we've got a lot of other business to take care of, we're fortunate that the dumbest thing is pretty simple on this page. It is the illustration at the bottom of the page. You can check this out on the Instagram, or if you prefer, you can flip forward in the book 59 pages and find a larger version of this very same image in the same section. In this image, let me set the scene. It's a tabletop. We're only seeing the edge of it. There is a cigarette precariously balanced on the edge of the table. There is a frothy mug of beer, and between the cigarette and the beer is a tiny little, like, commando guy. He is armored up. He's standing in an action stance, legs spread, kind of crouching, arms out. He's got some kind of a headband on, so his little tiny hairs don't get in his little tiny eyes. And I don't know what grim mission this tiny commando is on, but I know he means business because he is wielding a teeny tiny pistol. I mean, it's very big relative to his hand. Tremendous. But it's still got a barrel length of, like, maybe a quarter of a cigarette in length. I really like this illustration. Normally when you see shrinky little superheroes, they're very whimsical. I like the idea of a tiny grim warrior with a sidearm. And that sidearm is the dumbest thing on this page. And I'll tell you why. The shrinking super ability does not give you the ability to shrink your gear. You can't just grab your commando gun and then shrink down and expect that commando gun to go with you. It doesn't work that way. Now, there is an item reduction power coming later as well. You can shrink items with this. However, you can't shrink them this much, at least not with a single item reducer. It's complicated. But even if you could, the item reduces in damage, if it's a weapon, to the point of uselessness if it were this small. Now, analyzing the scene, here's what I believe. This tiny commando, this mere mote of a murderer, he is on a table with a beer and a cigarette. He's looking up and he's wielding his gun. He has a holster on his hip. He has a little adorable holster on his hip. So he could have this gun safely secured away. I think based on his commando training, I think he's got this weapon out because he is about to attack or be prepared to defend himself. And he's looking up at someone sitting at a table with beer. He's up against a full-size human adversary, you know, or a human or an alien, whatever. Sometimes aliens like to have a smoke, but you know what I mean. He's not fighting, like, tiny terrorists. He is wielding that gun against a normal human-sized foe. That makes no sense unless this gun is effective against a foe that size. So I believe that this gun was constructed at this size. I don't believe it was shrunk down. I don't think that works with the rules of Heroes Unlimited. I think whatever sponsoring organization outfitted Tiny Commando, they had to go to a specialist and say, we're looking for a big fat gun, like a double Desert Eagle, but we need you to make it at, like, 1/50th scale. We need you to get out your jeweler's tools and make us a big fat Desert Eagle scaled down to, like, a half inch. Because only if it was constructed at this size could it still do any kind of decent amount of damage. Fortunately for them, fortunately for the sponsoring agency, remember, this is what hardware weapons characters specialize in. They're not good at much, but they are goddamn experts at creating weapons at tiny sizes. As we discussed back in the hardware section, if you're a gun lover, it's a bit underwhelming that your only really good ability is the ability to make smaller and smaller guns. But in this case, this is a marriage made in miniature heaven. Shooty McGee may be a sad case, but when the itty-bitty insurgent initiative came to him and said, can you make us an ultra derringer that's like a half inch long, I think a tear came to Shooty McGee's eye. Finally, his day had come, and he was like, yes, I can make that derringer. This illustration honestly is really fun, and that tiny little gun, especially knowing that it had to have been made at that size per the rules of this game, it's the dumbest thing in this page, and it's just my favorite. I will play Tiny Commando in your actual play podcast. Please, email the show. Or if you want to be Tiny Commando, I'll be Shooty McGee. I'll be your Q. I got your back. Your little back. So that's the dumbest thing on the page. Now we're going on to Borgen business. This is going to be an experiment in podcasting, so bear with me. Okay, the moment of truth. The last major random event in Borgen's character creation, we're going to find out what her superpowers are, what those medical experiments did to my poor, dumb, unlikable baby. Here we go. Okay, this is going to change her looks a bit, which I am protective of, but I'll try to roll with it. I think she'll still be cute, which is mainly what I'm concerned about. Rolling now for number 2. Another physically based one. Shouldn't interfere. I think she can have both of these powers. Number 3, a form of attack. Nice to have. Bit of an oddball compared to the others. And now number 4. A 90s power for sure, this one. So that'll be interesting to incorporate into what has become quite a retro feel, I think, to Borgen. So overall, I'm excited about trying to coordinate all of these and work them into Borgen's concept and her aesthetic. So we'll reveal them as we go. Join me tomorrow as we do a little more discussion of these random tables themselves and superpower descriptions begin on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.